This Sunday evening, NASA TV will be showing the nail-biting finale of a journey that began last November when the Mars Science Laboratory, carrying the rover Curiosity, launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida. If the Mini Cooper-sized rover touches down safely as planned, it'll be one of the greatest engineering feats of our time. Just getting to Mars is risky. Counting all international attempts, more than half of Mars missions have failed. While the USA's track record is better, this is the most ambitious, audacious, technologically inventive mission to date. The plutonium-powered laboratory weighs a ton, literally, making it the largest, heaviest man-made object to ever land on another planet. Because of its size, engineers had to invent a new way to land. The landing sequence has the craft entering the thin Martian atmosphere at 13,000 miles per hour. When the craft is traveling at about 1,000 miles per hour, its parachute, the largest and strongest ever built, will unfurl and snap open to withstand 65,000 pounds of force. Once it's slowed down to about 200 miles per hour, the rover and a new invention dubbed the Sky Crane will drop from the aircraft, fly quickly to the side to avoid hitting the parachute, and descend toward the surface on rockets. If the rocket engines touched the ground, they would kick up so much dust the rover's gadgets would be damaged, so Curiosity will make its final touchdown on wires, lowered from the hovering Sky Crane. It's a phenomenally risky sequence. One false step and the $2.5 billion mission is toast. When NASA first gets the signal that Curiosity has entered the Martian atmosphere, the rover will already be on the ground, alive or dead, and will have to wait a full 7 minutes to know which. Curiosity has great plans for the exploration of Mars, but on Sunday night, its hair-raising arrival will be the real attention grabber. For KRCB, I'm Danielle Venton.